Chapter 18, Killing the Demon Palambasura. After extinguishing the devastating fire, Krishna, surrounded by his relatives, friends, cows, calves, and bulls, and glorified by their singing, again entered Vrindavan, which is always full of cows. While Krishna and Balaram were enjoying life in Vrindavan, in the midst of the cowherd boys and girls, the season gradually changed to summer. The summer season in India is not very much welcomed because of the excessive heat. But in Vrindavan, everyone was pleased because summer there appeared just like spring. This was possible only because Lord Krishna and Balaram, who are the controllers even of Brahma and Lord Shiva, were residing there. In Vrindavan, there are many falls which are always pouring water, and the sound is so sweet that it covers the sound of the crickets. And because water flows all over, the forest always looks very green and beautiful. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were never disturbed by the scorching heat of the sun or the high summer temperatures. The lakes of Vrindavan are surrounded by green grasses, and various kinds of lotus flowers bloom there, such as the Kalhara, Kanja, and Utpala. And the air blowing in Vrindavan carries the aromatic pollen of those lotus flowers. When the particles of water from the waves of the Yamuna, the lakes and the waterfalls, touched the bodies of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they automatically felt a cooling effect. Therefore, they were practically undisturbed by the summer season. Vrindavan is such a nice place. Flowers are always blooming, and there are even various kinds of decorated deer. Birds are chirping, peacocks are crowing and dancing, and bees are humming. The cuckoos there sing nicely in five kinds of tunes. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, blowing his flute, accompanied by his elder brother Balaram and other cowherd boys and cows, entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the atmosphere. They walked into the midst of newly grown leaves of trees, whose flowers resembled peacock feathers. They were garlanded by those flowers and decorated with saffron chalk. Sometimes they were dancing and singing, and sometimes wrestling with one another. While Krishna danced, some of the cowherd boys sang, and others played on flutes. Some bugled on buffalo horns, or clapped their hands, praising Krishna, "Dear brother, you are dancing very nicely." Actually, all these boys were demigods, descended from higher planets, to assist Krishna in his pastimes. The demigods, garbed in the dress of the cowherd boys, were encouraging Krishna in his dancing, just as one artist encourages another with praise. Up to that time, neither Balaram nor Krishna had undergone the hair-cutting ceremony. Therefore, their hair was clustered like crow's feathers. They were always playing hide-and-seek with their boyfriends, or jumping, or fighting with one another. Sometimes, while his friends were chanting and dancing, Krishna would praise them. "My dear friends, you are dancing and singing very nicely." The boys played at catching ball with fruits such as bail and amalaki. They played blind man's bluff, challenging and touching one another. Sometimes they imitated the forest deer and various kinds of birds. They joked with one another by imitating croaking frogs, and they enjoyed swinging underneath the trees. Sometimes they would play like a king and his subjects among themselves. In this way, Balaram and Krishna, along with all their friends, played all kinds of sports and enjoyed the soothing atmosphere of Vrindavan, full of rivers, lakes, rivulets, fine trees, and excellent fruits and flowers. Once, while they were engaged in their transcendental pastimes, a great demon of the name Palambasura entered their company, desiring to kidnap both Balaram and Krishna. Although Krishna was playing the part of a cowherd boy, as the supreme personality of Godhead, he could understand everything, past, present, and future. So, when Pralambasura entered their company, Krishna began to think how to kill the demon. But externally, he received him as a friend. "Oh, my dear friend," he said, "it is very good that you have come to take part in our pastimes." Krishna then called all his friends and ordered them, "Now we shall play in pairs. We shall challenge one another in pairs." With this proposal, all the boys assembled together. Some of them took the side of Krishna, and some of them took the side of Balaram, and they arranged to play in duel. The defeated members in duel fighting had to carry the victorious members on their backs. They began playing, and at the same time tended the cows as they proceeded through the Bundirabhan forest. The party of Balaram, accompanied by Sridhama and Vrishabha, came out victorious, and Krishna's party had to carry them on their backs through the Bundirabhan forest. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, being defeated, had to carry Sridhama on his back, and Bhadrasen carried Vrishabha. Imitating their play, Pralambasura, who appeared there as a cowherd boy, carried Balaram on his back. Pralambasura was the greatest of the demons, and he had calculated that Krishna was the most powerful of the cowherd boys. In order to avoid the company of Krishna, Pralambasura carried Balaram far away. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who is compared to a mountain. Therefore, he began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form. When he appeared in his real feature, he was decorated with a golden helmet and earrings, and looked just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon. Balaram observed the demon's body, expanding up to the limits of the clouds, his eyes dazzling like blazing fire, and his mouth flashing with sharpened teeth. At first, Balaram was surprised by the demon's appearance, and he began to wonder, how is it that all of a sudden this carrier has changed in every way? But with a clear mind, he could quickly understand that he was being carried away from his friends by a demon who intended to kill him. Immediately, he struck the head of the demon with his strong fist, just as the king of the heavenly planets strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt. Being stricken by the fist of Balaram, the demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head, and blood poured from his mouth. When the demon fell, he made a tremendous sound, and it sounded as if a great hill were falling upon being struck by the thunderbolt of King Indra. All the boys then rushed to the spot. Being astonished by the ghastly scene, they began to praise Balaram with the words, "Well done! Well done!" All of them then began to embrace Balaram with great affection, thinking that he had returned from death, and they offered their blessings and congratulations. All the demigods in the heavenly planets became very satisfied and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Balaram, and they also offered their blessings and congratulations for his having killed the great demon Pralambasura. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 18th chapter of Krishna killing the demon Pralambasura.